Talk of this project began about a year and a half ago, and every month since February of 2020, the planning group has met to discuss the project. No magistrate has ever attended one of these meetings. Now, there are those magistrates that have put in the time and done their homework. They've learned about the project outside of any formal meetings. There are also those that spoke with the AOC and others involved to get a better understanding. There are those who appeared yesterday to have little to no understanding. When I spoke with Barron County Judge Executive Michael Hale after the meeting, I was pretty direct in my questioning.
What did I witness this morning? What on earth was that?
It's really hard for me to explain because, you know, we have some really good magistrates that represent Barron County, constituents of Barron County, and we have some that truly do their homework.
Simply put, when it comes to the new judicial center, the AOC is paying for the building. The money cannot be spent on other projects or go towards any work done to the current courthouse. If the Public Properties Committee, which is the same individuals that are on the fiscal court, refuses to update the memorandum of understanding with the AOC, the county could be on the hook for the $32 million price tag, or at least have their bonding capacity crippled for the next 20 years. Accuracy tends to take a little more time, so be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for a complete rundown of the fiscal court meeting, where the court stands now, and what exactly happens next. The 3-hour meeting can be found online by searching Barron County, Kentucky on YouTube. I encourage and ask everyone to watch this meeting. With WCLU Local News, I'm Angela Briggs.